And we can see from some of the pottery that has been recovered from the Mayan period that drinking chocolate was an important activity of the people. So in this picture we have a Mayan nobleman saying to his slave that he doesn't want to drink any more chocolate. So he's obviously been drinking a lot. And here in this picture we can see a Mayan person here and a cocoa tree here with the cocoa growing in pods on the tree. So this is showing how the Mayan individual was picking pods from the tree to make cocoa. And I think there is another figure over here, but I can't quite work that one out. So cocoa was very important in Central and South America, and of course the Spanish conquered Mexico in 16th century, around about 1521, and the Spanish were curious about the Mexican customs, about the Aztec customs, and they began to drink chocolate and found that the quality of drinking chocolate and the pleasure it brought them was very, very special. And they started to ship cacao seeds back to Spain. And indeed, I think it's reported that some of the Spaniards fought quite fierce battles against the Aztecs, and they were looking for big treasure troves, and they found big hoards of cocoa beans, which the Aztecs considered as an important treasure. The history of cocoa in Europe then developed from the 16th century, and by the middle of the 17th century, around about 1657, chocolate houses started to open in London. So these were clubs, basically, where members of the aristocracy would gather and meet with their friends and would drink cups of chocolate, discuss politics and other matters. And by 18th century, a British magazine, it was actually The Spectator, warned readers to be careful with romances, chocolate, novels and similar inflamers, which meant that, again, this is presenting chocolate as something rather dangerous with rather special, perhaps aphrodisiac-type qualities. But then the product that we know today as chocolate developed in the 19th century, originally in Switzerland, but by the middle of the 19th century, Joseph Fry and Sons developed the first chocolate bar, and they helped set up chocolate companies, and Fry's was a chocolate company that existed in Britain until a few years ago when it was taken over by another chocolate making company. But so the history of chocolate goes back to about the mid-19th century. And throughout the ages, chocolate has been associated with very special qualities. And this is a quote from Montezuma, the Aztec emperor in the mid-16th century. He said that cocoa was a divine drink which builds up resistance and fights fatigue, and a cup of this precious drink, cocoa, permits a man to walk for a whole day without food. So he was regarding it as being providing him with lots of energy, stimulation, and being a very precious drink. And from the mid-19th century, chocolate is a perfect food, as wholesome as it is delicious, a beneficent restorer of exhausted power. It is the best friend of those engaged in literary pursuits. This was written by a writer in the middle of the 19th century in England. So throughout the centuries, both cocoa and chocolate have been regarded as having special qualities. And indeed, we now know that chocolate is quite a concentrated source of energy, and people going on explorations and arduous conditions who need lots of energy might take lots of bars of chocolate with them to provide that energy.